Good morrow. This is Plimpton Bolingsworth, Chestershire, and you are listening to my most edifying audiobook society. For our weekend programme, we usually take a respite from our favourite works in literature, so that we may discuss the often humorous erosion of the King's English, which can be observed in the words and wisdom of our American cousins. For today's example of poor pensmanship, substitution of Anglo-Saxon terms with Latin vulgarisms, or published works featuring grammatical errors, we will be taking a view of the website, whitymnd.com. It would appear that their intuitive borrowing of excellent Victorian imagery is otherwise marred by a glaring error found on its Step 4 publishing page. So, the subject for today, humorous enough, is the proper definition of the term, advertising. I will now open the phone lines so that we may have a good laugh at the often confounded Americans. Our first caller is Jan from Deptford. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, in my opinion, I think it's fundamental, really.
Yes.
You see, what was meant by the term advertising was advising. But you know, Americans could never leave well enough alone. It is always best to add more letters and confuse the lot. Ho-ha.
Righto, and thanks for the call. Well, I'm certainly inclined to believe it. However, actually I think the term they were searching for was advertising. But, you see, Americans are incapable of having a fair and proper tea time. So it really is about a fundamental behavior. I think they have great shame that they are not party to a good tea time. Therefore they simply remove tea from everything, including the word advertising. And so one is left with advertising. Well, there you have it. I hope we are not being so hasty. Ha ha. After the quick break, I shall return to the phone lines to hear more suggestions regarding the grammatical follies of Americans. This is Plimpton Bolingsworth, Chestershire, for the most edifying audiobook society. And if you can't spell the language of Shakespeare correctly, well, bugger off.